was M. Caddo speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God and the anointing I received from him remains in me and is teaching me about all things. Praise the Lord. This recording is done in the presence and the participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth we receive peace, goodwill toward us, on whom his favor rests. We, the church, the ecclesia, are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus Yeshua is Lord. Restore, O Lord, unto us the joy of your salvation. I was just a child when I felt the Savior leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what he had me be is right. I found to see the weaker side of me. I realize this grace is what I need. I see demanded justice for my soul. Mercy said, no, I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. God so loved the world that he sent his son to save us. From the cross he built a bridge to set us free. Oh, deep within our hearts, there is still a war that rages and makes a sacrifice so hard to see. At midnight fell on crucifixion day, the light of hope seemed all so far away. As people tried to stop redemption's flow, mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away.
You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. And now when heaven looks at me, it's through the blood of Jesus, reminding me of one day long ago.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My God, my Savior,
has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, some forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. Set free, my God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. A flood, mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.
Hallelujah. Atoro soto koro hieshe, manara toro hieshe sara matarashe, etoro soto koro hieshe, manara soto.
You went to Calvary. You died and rose again, all for me.
You said it is
finished.
Oh,
oh, now I see. Now I see. You went to Calvary. Died and rose again, all for me. You said it is finished. Oh, oh, now I see. Now I see. You went to Calvary, baby, we best. And rose again, all for me. You said it is finished. Oh, 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 now I sing. Now I sing. You went.
to Calvary, gave your very best.
You died
and rose again, all for me. You said it is finished. Oh, oh. Now I sing. Now I sing. You went to Calvary, gave your very best. You died and rose again, all for me. You said it is finished. Oh, oh, oh. Now I see. Now I see.
You went to Calvary.
You went to Calvary, gave your very best. You died and rose again, all for me. You said it is finished. Oh, oh, oh. Now I sing. Now I sing. Oh, oh, what a matchless love display.
Oh,
oh, what a glorious sacrifice. I am grateful for your body, grateful for the blood.
I am grateful
for your body, grateful
Manda la popolo di ascesa, Romascia. Manda la popolo di ascesa, la Marta Nascia. Angre si popolo di ascesa.
What a matchless love display. Oh, what a glorious sacrifice.
How many of you are grateful? Come on.
I am grateful for your body. Grateful for the blood.
Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
Oh,
what a matchless love display. Oh, what a glorious sacrifice.
Lift up your hands.
I am grateful for your body. Grateful for the blood. Jesus, I love you. Matchless love displayed. Oh, what a glorious sacrifice. I am grateful for your body, grateful for the blood. Jesus,
hallelujah, 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 we love you, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus is alive, and he is alive in me. For early, one Sunday morning, love resurrected Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yadveh Vavveh Rapha, my Mashiach, the word of God from the dead, and the government be on his shoulder, we, the body of Christ, his church, and he be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The decision is announced by messengers. The holy ones declare the verdict so that the living may know that the Most High God is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes and sets over them the lowliest of people. May we prosper greatly. I issue the decree that in every part of my lands, of my nations, people must fear and reverence and honor and respect the God I serve, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. And he has rescued me from death, hell, and the grave, and has set my feet upon the rock of his salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You paid the price,
the highest price.
I'm so grateful for your love. You took my place,
of what tomorrow brings.
what tomorrow brings.
Come on, let's praise.
No fear.
I live to praise you.
No fear.
I live to praise you.
I praise you.
I live to praise you. Do you know fear is gone? No fear. Wake up in the morning and say, No fear.
Divine intervention, says the Lord God of hosts. Therefore, faithful and true is the Lord to complete his prophecies, and God watches over his word to perform it. In the name of Jesus, we the church stand in faith for their fulfillment. For your plan, O God, is both Gentiles, those without God, and Jews, the keeper of God's word, who believe the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. We both are part of the same body, and we both enjoy the promise of blessings because we belong to Christ Jesus. We have been given the privilege of serving you by spreading this good news. I am in Christ by God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace and truth, the Holy Ghost, the glory of God, the blessing of the Lord through faith in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah. Now, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And we, the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his tie the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have the privilege of telling the Gentiles, those without God, about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. You have chosen us to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the Creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ lives in us. This gives us assurance of sharing his glory. God's purpose in all this was to use us, the church, to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was your eternal plan, which you carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach you, God, with freedom and confidence. Excuse me. With the church, the army of the Lord, have received the Spirit of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, in us the hope of glory. Holy Spirit, my Mother of grace and truth, Jesus is God's gift to the world, and the Holy Spirit is God's gift to us, to me, the church. I am sealed with the promised Holy Spirit for the day of redemption, for I was created for the praise of God's glory. The Spirit of truth has come. He is with me and is in me. The Spirit of truth, he guides me into all truth. He does not speak of his own, but he speaks what he hears and declares to me the things that are coming. He glorifies Christ because he takes from what is his and declares to me. Everything that the Father has is Christ's. For this reason, the Spirit takes from what is Christ's and declares it to me. So I have the faith of Jesus Christ, his anointings that removes burdens and destroys yokes. I am thinking, speaking, acting, walking, living in the power of the Holy Spirit, who is God's grace and truth, love and favor, his wisdom, his presence, his glory given to me, the blessing, his mighty power and authority, his treasure. I am enjoying the unforced rhythms of grace, being led by the Holy Spirit. I live freely and lightly in Christ. I am in awe of you, Holy Spirit, whom the universe cannot contain, but you choose to contain yourself in me, to feed and shield me, and lead me into all truth. to seal me and keep me until the day of redemption. My comforter, my counselor, my helper, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my very present help in time of need, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today. My mother of grace and truth. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, with me, in me, and richly resting upon me. And my delight is in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. For I humbled myself, became obedient to death, even death on the cross with Christ. I am filled with all the fullness of God, of love. Your presence, Lord, is with me always. I believe I receive wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Thank you, Lord my God, that you keep me so that I don't get lost in the world. For I am yours to keep forever, my Lord and my God. I only want the glory that comes from God alone. My delight is in the fear of the Lord. In the fear of the Lord, I have strong confidence, and it is a refuge for my children. The fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Living by the Holy Spirit, I also walk by the Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, I have my life in God. I go forward, walking in line, my conduct controlled by the Spirit. I think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. For I, who am being led by the Spirit of love, am the daughter of love. The Spirit himself testifies with my spirit that I am God's child. And if I am a child, then I am an heir. Heir of God and co-heir with Christ of everything that God is and God has. Because indeed, I suffer. I resist the devil and all that he stands for with him so that I may also be glorified with him. Christ, who is appointed heir of all things and through whom God made the universe. For yes, we, the church, are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. And Jesus Christ, the only answer for the world, lives in us and moves through us, his body, the church, and the glory of the Lord is upon us. We are endowed with Christ's authority in Jesus' name. Thus every principality must bow down, for we were created for this time. The church is not on the periphery of the world, but the world on the periphery of the church, meaning when God looks at the earth, he does not see a city with a church in it. He sees each one of us, the church, with the city around us. We, the church, are the vehicle by which Jesus speaks, acts, and moves. Everything God wants to do on the earth, he does it through us, his church. Lord, as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Thus, Father God, we the church continue to pray and decree the battle plan of the highest heavens be loosed, be released, be unleashed on the earth. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts. Have your way, Lord my God, that the whole earth know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of God is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Therefore, I, the body of Christ, will not let go of my despise, my contempt, my deep repugnance for Satan, the devil, and what he stands for. I will not let go of my righteous anger and indignation till I look in triumph on my foes. As the spiritual giant that's alive and living and working the works of God, no one shall be able to lay hands on me all the days of my life. No one shall be able to stand before me all the days of my life. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Lord, you are my life and the length of my days, and the evil one touches me not. No one shall be able to stand against me. The Lord my God has put the fear and dread of me upon all the land wherever I set foot, as he has promised to me. The Lord will send his terror ahead of me and throw into confusion every nation I encounter. The Lord will make all my enemies turn and run. Thereafter, the Lord had begun to put the dread and fear of me upon all the nations under heaven. They are hearing the reports of me and are trembling in anguish because of me. The Lord has handed their kings over to me, and he is wiping out their names from under heaven. No one will be able to stand against me. I am annihilating them. Amen. Hallelujah. There shall not any man be able to stand before me all the days of my life. As the Lord was with Moses, so he is with me. He will not fail me nor forsake me. The Lord has sent his fear before me and has destroyed all the people to whom I shall come. And the Lord will make all mine enemies turn their backs unto me. The Lord himself, hallelujah, the Lord himself goes before me. He will be with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I do not be afraid or discouraged. So, having been raised up with Christ and seated with you, Father love, in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, until you make my enemies my footstool. Father love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven, and whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of God, and submits. The Lord. So you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven, behold, the Lord of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror, scrambling the enemy's radar. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for releasing your warrior angels and your heavenly host. We proclaim and decree that they have taken us off the enemy's radar and scrambled the enemy's frequencies or airwaves. Your kingdom must come now, and your will must be done right now, as it is in heaven, also on the earth. Amen. Because you see, the Satan, you shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. Thus the commander's judgments are supreme. Valkyrie, chooser of the slain, will fall and will not sing. By the blood of Christ, the Satan and his minions have been bound and gagged. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. Thus I fear neither men nor beasts. Every bad thing you, the men and women who are preparing destruction, do and say, and everything you put your hands to bring destruction, fail. I curse the works of your hands. That is, I subject you and your doings to that wrath and judgment, because the Lord God curses him who curses us or speaks insolent language toward us. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, so be it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Atro suto kolo yeshe. Menro suto kolo yeshe. Menro suto kolo yeshe. Metro suto kolo yeshe. Manara suto kolo yeshe. Salamatereshe. Etro suto kolo yeshe. Menro suto kolo yeshe. Etro suto kolo yeshe. Enro suto kolo yeshe. Etro suto kolo yeshe. Etro suto kolo yeshe. Salamatereshe. Manara soto kolo yashi sana. Ito na sana. Ito na soto kolo yashi. You are always fighting for us, heaven's angel all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender, you're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Refill this temple, let your power overflow. By your weakness I live and breathe to worship you. You are ever interceding as the lost become the found. You can never be defeated, for you wear the victor's crown. You are Jesus the Messiah, you're the hope of all hearts. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the world. The work was finished. You were buried in the ground, but the grave could not contain you, for you wear the victor's crown. And now, You are invited to read and listen to my book, My Stand on the Promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.